Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Broadcastingnetwork.org. This is July 16th, 2017. This is the third live hour. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwhi@sbcglobal.net. Welcome to Barker Pathways. And I want to get to the callers before we get into the crux of our three-hour program today. And the first caller on this hour is Myron from Pennsylvania. Thank you, Myron, for calling.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Am I on?
You're on.
Hey, is there a resonant frequency to water? And would that happen to be like 1.3 megahertz or something around that? And can that frequency be used to crack water or to condition water to make it more healthier or cleaner? Help me out with this, please.
Well, there is a frequency to the water molecule, particularly the science of how the angle of the hydrogen is taking into the oxygen, General Electric has been trying for, well, they've been trying for the 9 years that when I first met them on the project, to answer your question, they spent $2.5 billion to answer your question, and they ended up selling their GE water to try to answer your question. Got the price right here. Went to Suez in France. They sold that question that you just asked for $3.4 billion. Because they couldn't figure it out, and the basis of most of the state of the art for resonance frequency has been researched to increase hydrogen viability by vibration rather than the oxygen. But that and the sell point is that they. Getting people to take high hydrolyzed hydrogen in food. In other words, they've added your question to food, particularly chocolate, and also certain fruit in food packages. The cost to answer your question in food technology has run over $35 billion in research. No one's figured it out. I've come close to pancreatic clinical studies in medicine, and I wanted to talk about it on my three-hour show today, and I haven't even come close to talking about it. So the answer to your question is yes, there are frequencies, but unless you want to put up, I think the Israeli, the desalination engineers who have perfected the first stage of removing salt from water has cost them $17 trillion. So, and there are only five desalination plants on Earth that have the Israeli system at the cost of $80 trillion a unit to do what your question asks. So that's where we are. I do have, I have the answer, but I'm not going to give it on air.
Oh, so you, that frequency is confidential then?
It's trade secret at this point.
Mm.
But I'll tell you one thing. I'm, you know, I was the guy that figured out the wheat seed to grow in sand, and I sold that million-dollar patent for $1 to the Indians, American Indians. I'm going to do the same thing for the frequency.
Well, thank you for at least telling me there is
one. I want you to keep calling because I believe in making change with subtlety. You know what I mean? You'll get the answer, but it'll be in a different sentence. Is that fair?
I will keep on calling. I would love to know how to do
it. I know. We're talking about saving lives here, you know?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Myron.
I guess let's get back to your show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have Roxanne from Texas. Thank you for calling. Hello, Roxanne.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to try to tie in, you speaking of the natives and the annihilation of just humans in general. But in April, Tom Horn and Steve Quayle came out with a book and a video, I believe. It's called Unearthing the Cloud Eaters. And they met with the Mesas. Yeah, the elders at the Mesas.
Yeah.
And they basically are saying, you know, the ancient people, and there's artifacts all over the world that the tribes of Israel dispersed everywhere, and some came to New York, Florida. They went over to the Southwest, and they believe in their book they're stating that Jaredites were the tall, they were giants, and they had the six fingers and toes, and they're the ones that chased the Anunnaki people up into the mountains, and they cannibalized them, not the other way around, the way history writes it. And it just makes me so mad that everything we're told is backwards. And I just wanted to give you that update, if you didn't hear about that.
Yeah, that's important. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. I know you got a lot to get to, so enjoy.
Listen, and thank you for calling about this and listening. You call again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of the things that I can piggyback on the Roxanne call, too, and, of course, Myron's call from Pennsylvania, he'd be giving donations to RBN and million-dollar checks every other month. We got that answer out there. The thing is that there are challenges and of science and technology that are beyond science and technology. And I didn't have a chance to finish the sentence on the first hour on a secret project, which is called secret, but it's I'm allowed to mention the Baba Avanki visionary. The lady who lost, as a girl, lost her sight, and then she had these other forms of her brain. And she's on, it comes under the Brain Project, if you will. excuse me. But the one thing that she was not told in her vision, it was the, there were only three visions that anyone knows about that have been documented, where she did not get an answer. And that's what I broke the first hour with, in terms of, I'm trying to get to this valuable information to you right now on what you, what we should do. But the three visions that were not completed to her, one of the three was that when she foresaw the complete outer space vehicles, how they were built, what was in them, and you got to realize it's coming out of 18th century brain that's been damaged to have these other abilities. But the language from the extraterrestrials, what the code was that we're trying to work in the past few days, there was a breakthrough. But they never gave it to her. And the other two visions I'll talk about on other shows. But the thing is that that code of that new language between Earth of the transhuman, which is where we're heading now, and extinction on the planet now, which is why personalized medicine is very important in the genetic code in medicine today, because they can isolate, you see, the signal in your body to determine how to treat you, and anything, because the other treatments are not working. It's like the call we got from Rose from Virginia in the second hour. See, that was an important call as well, because what you're talking about is turning a different pathway of the amino cycle, but the amino cycles are changing and mutating themselves. In other words, there's been, I'm getting ahead of myself, but there is a, the code system for a changing genetic code for consciousness is very much part of the development. You can take the cytosine, tyrosine, and the guanine and arginine and process and take the four-minute code, which is called the four-minute code in the terms of it. You now change to a six-letter variant. So in other words, you can take a different amino acid within the four that make up the DNA and have a different language. But the code for the cosmos and the creation of the universe is in the other two DNA codes. That code, there are five IBM computers that make, they tell the public there's only 90,000 transactions per second. As in actuality, in 1 minute, on 19 machines, each one of the machines, can take 2.5 billion transactions in 14 nanoseconds. Those 19 computers stand 9.5 feet tall. There are nine of them. They're taking all the codes of the universe that is known to put into the visions that we've been seeing over a period of many years, and they're being tracked to find the code of the universe. For us to match and to be able to survive on the Earth, we have to make the present decisions. It's just like I've been talking about for years. You get to remember what we were saying. That 2 weeks ago, of course, there was a discovery with CAT scans on the Temple of the Moon in the Mayan culture of the underground tunnels for water, which were just discovered. Carved on those stones are the creation myths of their culture and world in hieroglyphics, and the water flow of those rivers underneath the Temple of the Moon were to the underworld. That's what was discovered. It's called the underworld. That's what the water was, the underworld. So you take the process of which right now you can place a DNA code as it stands as 73 billion codes in a molecule of water. That's been already done. Now, if you have the process of the creationists, remember, in terms, if you look at the carvings in Mexico on the that was connected to the sundial, you can have what are called the Mahab time frames. And they were talking about, in their carvings, how they had to leave their galaxy, and that's how they found Earth. They lost three suns, the one sun remained, and that was the tracking of the cosmos and the galaxy was to find the Earth. And they posed to, this was before the Mayans, because the Mayans, when they found what is called the Mayan culture, those temples were already built. And it was only, the past month and a half to discover the underground rivers purposely that go to the underworld. So if you could code the DNA with a molecule of the DNA code, think of what the creation myth was for them and going into the afterlife through the water. I pose that to you. Their theme was that they were given the challenge in their culture. We'll call it culture, but it wasn't called culture in the carving. This is all on open display. You know, the University of Mexico has been there for years. And also this will be part of the Museum of the Bible in New York. They're going to expose to the world what we're talking about. And I'm posing out the questions, and people like me will be analyzing the visions. Now, these are all science and technology visions. They were made by the high priests of the Dragon King, Chukwuoko, which had those great carved stones where you can't even put a laser light through each brick that's put together. That's how well built it is. Some of those platforms for the space platforms were on 2 acres, completely carved all around the edges of the whole history of the galaxy that they came from. We were at that stage, so you have a question. Question one, should you minimize the suffering of other life forms, or do you maximize the human well-being? That's a question. That's a question, an interpretation out of the galaxy determinations of other planets that had to move off their planet and go to another planet. That's why in the Buddha writings you talk about the Buddha says you will not change it. Put his hand within the earth, created the water from the stone according to the Indian Mahavati, where water came from, and their Buddhist determinations. Now, the studies that are being done here is that should you be giving other animals rights? In other words, the Planet of the Apes movie is a good example. Should we give other animals rights? In other words, are we minimizing the suffering of other life forms, or are we maximizing human well-being? These were the decisions that were part of the Gothic tablets in Gothic language, and how they solved that. It was very interesting. But the calculus for doing this comes to work that has to be done with chimpanzees. Now, let's say, do you have different kinds of rights? In other words, we have the millennials and the snowflakes in college that say, well, I have a right to have a say-so. Which say-so do you have? Do you have the mythology of creation? Or you have the mythology of the creation of the mind. I give it to you if you can handle that. We're having a break. And I'm not letting you go on this third hour until you hear all the questions. We're saving your home, your fun, your soul, and your decision.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Precious time to cover what we need to cover today in Parker Pathways, and I want to make sure, however, we get callers in. We have Mark from Florida. I'm going to put you on, Mark.
Thank you, Doctor. I got two quick questions. Last week you mentioned that you enjoyed a steak with coriander. And I was wondering why the coriander.
It's the only oil that anybody knows about, you know, because Phyto Medicine has researched just about every herb in the world, you know. But the oil and coriander, particularly, I have a nickname for it. It's called the Tommyhawk. And there's a steak which is called the Tommyhawk steak. It's one of the finest pieces of meat known in the world. Of course, you have the Japanese meat, which is massaged to have a lot of fat in it to give it flavor, kobo. But coriander is the only oil to heat with a protein that you need for your whole genetic code. And the coriander has the oil for the whole genetic code with that heat from that good protein. The reason it's called Tommyhawk steak, by the way, is because the spine on the 9th, 10th, and 11th lumbar is a very long spine of bone. It separates out. The steak is close to a pound and 6 ounces. And put on the heat and the oil, and that combines with the DNA code of all the meat proteins in your body.
So would raw coriander seed have the same benefit?
No. Has to germinate.
Okay.
You know that coriander is the only herb that the United States government has decided to prohibit people from growing, and yet it's a weed? And why is that?
Like that part.
Why is that? Because of what I'm telling you on air that the public's not supposed to know. I've just given you, I've added, if you were to play that card, you would add roughly, may not sound like much, but it's about 2 to 5 years to the telomere of your chromosomes.
Thank you. My second question was with the desalination. In the Navy, we had oil purifiers, centrifugal. Why is that not a possible way to desalinate? Centrifugal?
It's not that simple. You know, the thing is that on desalination, for a centrifugal system, you can take a particle out because it's centrifuged, but you're only taking out certain particles that are of a physical nature because of weight and gravity. But the molecule is the main target in the desalination for pressure and mercury combining for the tubes, which are over a half a mile long, to make that desalination work. So I don't think that you could create energy from a centrifugal force, but you can create the energy from reverse osmosis as well if you use high pressure with the molecules themselves, which is where all the science is. That's where all the billions of dollars went to figure that out. So I don't think it's completely off the table, but if you want to invent something beyond that centrifugal force, you will become a multi-trillionaire in a couple of years.
Well, the goal is not money. The goal is health and life.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean it. Yeah, it's a... No, I think I think you're on a track, what you can do in terms of a present state of the art is that there are cylinders with pressures. They're trying where you can apply pressures within the cylinder on the water, but to keep in mind that the technology hasn't changed since we started to expose the contaminants in the water. It's still carbon. It's still the process. Ultraviolet light's very important. Ozone's very important. They brought that in. They finally figured out, you know, instead of using chlorine, we'll use ozone. That type of thing. Those are all progress points. But the state of the art is still coconut hair and activated carbon, you know. That's where the state-of-the-art still is. No one's cracked it. They write it on their little boxes saying, well, there's a guy out there in the world who says he can take chlorine out of the water, you know, kind of thing. Well, it's all right to take it out of the water. You don't take it out of the water. You break the molecule, but you still have the chlorine attachment process that goes to the pancreas. That's one of the problems. I got to go, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks for calling the show and listening. You call again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
We have the process of what we should do and to develop the decisions we have to either get off the planet or change it. It's like the pre-Mayan culture, which was before 2.5 billion years ago. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today.
This is Rupert Bethlehem. And these are considerations of dilemmas that are on the table in terms of being able to say, take the death penalty a little farther, and of saving ourselves on the planet in the decision processes that are going on. Second question. These are from codes from around the world, okay? People who have lived thousands and thousands of years ago. Question two. Should we maximize human well-being against the respective differences? And this would be in the process of, should we genetically engineer our children? Now, this is one of the questions also in front of the British court for the mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome of the baby Charlie. This this question has been written in stone. Um, 1.5 million years before Christ. In this case, you have the baby Charlie with the difference of the encephalomyopic variant of the brain, which has this mitochondria and energy system, which it affects the muscle and the liver and the muscle and the brain respectively, either both or singularly, under the gene SUCLA2. And, of course, it's diagnosed with a high level of serum creatine kinase, which is in the mitochondrial myopathies, in other words, the muscle shrinking. And this is correlated with the mutation in gene TK2, which is seeking the reduction activity of the body and affects the brain directly. Should we use the new technology CRISPR, which can edit the genome of the cells themselves? In other words, to change the direction of human impact. Question three. Should we respect the differences against the maximizing of human happiness? This is written in the Mahabharata, 4,000 years before Christ. In other words, should we take the difference of the choice of the brain or the computer? Should we have the the director, for instance, of the computational story lab at the University of Vermont is talking about changing the redesign system of the brain and communication on the investment of $100 million to develop an intelligent-boosting brain implant. And this is necessary in order to change the fourth section of the omogata of the brain for psychic development. Question four. Should we maximize the human happiness against the human safety? This is the question that was asked within the process in the Mayan culture itself in terms of consciousness. They used in the terms that the Mayans were very advanced in brain surgery, and so were the Egyptians. And they all occurred thousands of years before Christ, and the public was now going to learn that the best that anyone can know from DNA testing of the bones and surgical instruments, they happened on the same year in three pyramids, 6,007 years before Christ, to the day. You think about that. So in other words, the idea was to, should you take that, they were calling the spirit of the Ka and the Ba in the Egyptian burial sites. Do you take the spirit or do you take the knowledge? They're both supposed to meet and regenerate out into a new soul. Hence the development of consciousness. The question in the fifth series is, should you maximize the human safety to keep technology under control? This comes under the heading of, should we give robots the right to kill? In other words, the honest, you can take at the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta, they're working on killer robots and the formation of having human soldiers in a war situation to be able to use the artificial chip to determine the moral imperative for war. The computers, of course, are moving in all of these areas. If you see the computer diagram that's carved in the Egyptian sarcophaguses, they're almost a duplicate of what we use today. Question 6. Do we keep technology under control against the Save the Planet? In other words, should we release synthetic life forms into the wild, which has already happened on the Earth? There's a biologist by George Church, very famous in the Church's team at Harvard University, on some of the projects that I'm privileged to review to see if they go forward or not. It's called biocontainment of the mind. Do we take that into, and I'm tying that into future water projects? Should we geoengineer the planet? And how do we determine if plants can absorb in photosynthesis to create new life? You have people in terms of if you want to relieve the Earth or we stay on the Earth and have plants have a higher intelligence. Question 8. Should we save the planet against look for future generations? This was written on the Mayan tablets in terms and face you when you go into the University of Mexico and look at the complete tablet. Covers 25 feet long, 17 feet high, explaining how the difference of the celestial Earth changed as a result of this one decision. Should we re-engineer the Earth, really? The present situation is to have depopulation of this Earth and to put carbon dioxide out of the skies, is burned as food, and of course, places underground. There's a project at the United States National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado, which is looking at the past megavolcano eruptions, and they're discovering there are different particles coming out of the volcanoes and the CO2 capture, which can actually be harmful to the center aquifer, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. Because you see, the reason for the Mars and Venus shot that they want to go to is, of course, to feel it, to go with the extraterrestrials that are already there, or to determination the fact that the water was different there, or the water was different as it was on Earth and was taken with the drills from thousands of years before Christ that are in the Earth, which have been clearly documented. Question 9. Should we realize human potential against the minimizing the suffering of other life forms? This study is, of course, at Clemson University in South Carolina. They're studying the formation of the development of the encryption code, which is in the caves in New Mexico. I know about that because I was part of that, had to analyze the Doshi papers for the extraterrestrial flights and formation of life on Earth by extraterrestrials. Now, the extraterrestrial microbes and the development of different life are fully compatible with what's been analyzed on the planet Mars by remote viewing. So the question rises, should we colonize the other planet? That's what the Mayans' last question was. With that last question, what was called, in terms of the India, the Maharishis, and the what's called the 12-armed fire goddess, which has been dated 20,000 years before Christ. Should we realize our human potential or everything else? In other words, what the fire goddess was trying during the 20,000 years before Christ was to say, never, don't go further. In other words, this is where religion came in. And the idea that science was a good was against religion, and which was a huge mistake, because it there's a handbook that has been placed by Lewis Dartell at the University of Lancaster in England, and a treatise which is called The Knowledge. And in that book are translations and about how to rebuild a scientific civilization after the apocalypse. The knowledge has been around for a long time, and the religious formats have chased this down to prevent this from being studied. Maestro Pilar Gallucci, of the City University of New York, is willing to make the argument that the discovery of a whole new series of understanding means that you can build a fundamentally new kinds of technology, and you can do it with an empirical mindset of the real world. This is an important last question put into the sequence of the present human condition, which is going extinct, as based upon mutation systems and the development of creation. Now, the creation system, when the formation of new explorations into other planetary systems, it's important to understand the code. And that's why the analysis of the people who have had the visions of where the codes are, but the codes are never given in the vision. And the people, there are hundreds of people that have had visions. They were either blind, they were incapacitated. It's been documented that many of the Jesus visions were what they call a kingdom visions they've been given. The reason they're called kingdom visions is that they were felt that they were directly from the creation itself. And that was the basis of many of Einstein's visions in terms, he said there was a point in his vision, the determination of the molecular structure of life, and he used the term, and aptly so, he said, when I didn't understand it, I just called it spooky stuff. So we have here creationists who have their belief the Earth's only 10,000 years old. We have the other thing, you know, the form of the creation in terms of Christianity, which are taking the evolutionary view and actually in no divine role. And what we're seeing is that evolution is being looked at a little bit differently. And to try to take in these questions of how we are to develop the new creation. Now, in order to have that kind of help, you're talking about 100 billion to 400 billion stars. Each potentially can be a planet. We have 200 billion galaxies in our observable universe. We have 300 billion trillion universes. We have hundreds of billions of stars and trillions of planets within those galaxies. And so what is happening is that the mind, you can see why the Brain Project, they said, let's find every person that's off-center and put them on this project. They picked me, you know, one of the people. It's on the RBN bio, you can read it. So this is not an academic game. So the people on the Earth are using climate change as a filter to cover their determination of feeling that they're going to keep from being extinct. They call it climate change is the great filter. It's said that they want, that they're going to be part of the new civilization. And so the environmental filter of climate change is essentially being made beyond these 8 questions that I've given you, which has been the determination to save it through the process. And every one of these questions has at its base as water, as the common denominator. You think about that. The temple of the moon in the Mayan 4 weeks ago has told us thousands of years of how to save our planet. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
This is Parker Brasways. Now, what I presented are the questions that have been put down over thousands of years and to bring us to now, the Congress, the death panel, and the process is all involved in finances. The only thing that the Congress is concerned about is $100 billion that are lent by banks to fund the extreme fossil projects. They're only concerned about $19 trillion of the cost of what it was, the 2007 to 2009 financial crisis in households. I'm really interested in being reelected. See how distant this is? The difference is what you really have to think about in terms of things. Like three out of five top coal firms are filing for bankruptcy since 2010. And they're only interested in setting up a tax force on related financial disclosures, on climate-related financial disclosures, forcing everybody to pay taxes for the fact of everything moving, water and the metrics, food and the metrics, the energy of the body and the metrics. Those go into the death panel. They're saying that the institutions now are responsible for $25 trillion in assets. And the question of the tax force on climate change and financial decisions, that's all I care about, is being backed by Barclays, Morgan Stanley, and Pepsi-Cola Company. So the whole process of the financial situation in the trillions of dollars is only what they're thinking of in terms of the facets of it. The insurance companies on humans will be based on what's called the risk factor that has to do with the environmental risk. In other words, if the insurance sector is north of, let's say, of a 4 degrees centigrade, which is of warming, they will charge more for human beings to live on the planet. That's what they're interested in. That's their end game. They may tell you how they're going to help the poor, and they're in the process of it, but I still come back to my first hour. Why would you have people in Medicaid having to divorce to get health care? I'm just saying, you know. So we didn't cover everything. I'm going to be talking about the things that I'll be talking about in terms of dams for water and how that's being destroyed. How good, you know, the idea of the flow of the water. But I'm going to give you something to think about. It's called Minute 319. It was the agreement between the United States and Mexico to release water in the reverse, to bring back the delta of North America's Colorado River. And how Mexico screwed us over, and so did the president, based upon methane and carbon dioxide from the fields that they were trying to revive. Next week I'll talk about Minute 319. And you're going to get another reality about how important dams are in the term of your survival. Thank you, everyone, for being here with us 3 hours on Parker Pathways and RBN. Support the station. I want to thank my producer. And I want to thank the listeners and the people who surround me that make this possible. Surround me all over the earth, not personally. Thank you for listening, everyone. 10 to 1 Central Time, United States of America, Parker Pathways on RBN. See you next week. God bless America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is from the old school, new school.